Morning. My text this morning is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 13, verses 10 through 17. On a Sabbath, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues, and a woman was there who had been crippled by a spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not straighten up at all. When Jesus saw her, he called her forward and said to her, "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity." Then he put his hands on her, and immediately she straightened up and praised God. Indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, the synagogue leader said to the people, "There are 6 days in the week for work. So come and be healed on those days, not on the Sabbath." The Lord answered him, "You hypocrites, doesn't each of you on the Sabbath untie your ox or donkey from the stall and lead it out to give it water? Then should not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has kept bound for 18 long years, be set free on the Sabbath from what bound her?" When he said this, all his opponents were humiliated, but the people were delighted with all the wonderful things he was doing. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we come to you today to be with you, to praise you, and to hear your word. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be open and acceptable to you. In Jesus' name, amen. I have been just sitting with these scripture verses now for a couple weeks. My family's not here. They're going to be at Griggstown with me in a little bit, but they watched me in Vermont with the commentaries and the books and the scripture, wondering where I was going to go with this. I couldn't find a hook. I couldn't find a focus. So I started to pray, "Holy Spirit, let me see what it is that God wants me to tell God's people today." Then I met JB. She was a 34-year-old patient at St. Peter's. I met her on Wednesday. We had a short conversation. Then on Thursday night, she called the operator at the hospital and asked to be connected with the chaplain. And the operators there have our personal cell phone numbers, so she transferred her to me, to my home. And we spoke for an hour and a half, 90 minutes. And I knew I had my focus for my sermon. Our text this morning took place in some synagogue somewhere in Galilee or Judea. It's not important. What is important is that Jesus engaged with this woman who was ill and healed her. Not just a healing, he set her free. She wasn't seeking him because he was in the synagogue. She was going to worship. Jesus looked at her and said, "Come here, come over here." So I told JB about my block and asked her for permission to speak about her. She agreed and asked what scripture I would be preaching from. A little later in the day, I received an email from her, and I have taken the liberty to extract what I feel is relevant for this morning. JB wrote, "I just read Luke. I immediately cried for the loss of my parents and family abandoning me because I am sick. I feel shame, abandoned instead of assisted. I hope God sees me as his daughter and is a parent for me. I hope I will be restored one day and be the one to restore others. When all is lost, it might not be." Wow. Abandoned, shamed, lost. I would imagine the woman from our Lucan text felt a lot of the same things. 18 years of looking at her feet instead of looking at people. the loss of community, the shame. It was believed that she was crippled by a spirit, by Satan. Now, it's 2022. That's not possible now, right? Think again. Now it's called psychiatric problems. JB has been having, has had, I said many, she corrected me yesterday and said some, psych consults. She's been told that her Lyme disease, is all in her head. JB needs to be set free. JB needs Jesus to lay his hands on her and tell her she is free. Verses 12 and 13 from our text this morning say, when Jesus saw her, he called her forward and said to her, woman, you are set free from your infirmity. Then he put his hands on her and immediately she straightened up and praised God. Oh, we live in a country that loves freedom. We love our liberty. Patrick Henry said, give me liberty or give me death. The Statue of Liberty has the words, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. Freedom's our thing. And as Christians, we receive freedom through our faith in Jesus Christ. So what was Jesus setting this woman free from? Was it freedom from the spirit that crippled her? Jesus freed her from the spirit by speaking to her and laying his hands on her. Was it freedom from isolation and a restoration of community? Jesus restored her to community. He named her as a daughter of Abraham. Was she free from shame? Jesus, by healing her, made it so she could stand straight again. Freed her from her shame. So beautiful. Jesus saw her. He cherished her. He saw a crippled woman who could not see him and healed her. Excuse me. Back to JB. When she called me the other night, she was having a panic attack. Part of her panic was that medical personnel, were not seeing her or believing her. As we spoke, I calmed her spirit. And of course, it's in my contract, I brought it back around to God. She was having a difficult time believing that God was present or that God was hearing her. She felt like her prayers and her cries for help were falling on deaf ears. But then she mentioned that God had given her a unique brain and she was able to do research and find information and was part of online support groups for individuals with tick illnesses. I shared with her that I felt that God was speaking to her and that this gift was to help others. As we continue to speak about this in person the next day, I watched her face light up at the thought of helping other people. Our text for today ends at verse 17. But if you were to continue reading, you would find the verses about the mustard seed and the little bit of yeast in bread. The kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. The kingdom of God is like a little bit of yeast in bread. The kingdom of God is about God's transforming power and God's love. When Jesus healed the woman, she praised God. When the people saw what Jesus did despite the law, they praise God. After the healing, Jesus was reprimanded for healing the woman. Could you imagine reprimanding the author of the law about what the law says? Remember the time when Jesus in Mark chapter 2 said to the Pharisees, the Sabbath was made to meet the needs of the people, not people to meet the requirements of the Sabbath. But we're humans and we love our rules, we love our laws, we put boundaries around our world, we give limits, and sometimes rules and laws give us power. Back to JB. We have rules in the hospital, in the medical world. They're set by the insurance companies and by our government, and they dictate what can and cannot be done. JB does know medical professionals who have figured out how to be more Christ-like and heal on the Sabbath, despite the rules. A good friend of mine was driving her husband to Western Pennsylvania for Lyme treatments. Despite the commonality of Lyme, there isn't much that can be done. All any of us want is to be free. We want to be free in Christ. We want to be free from disease. We want to be free to live in our communities and be restored. That is my common prayer with my patients in the hospital. Dear Lord, restore them. You created them. You have the blueprints for their body. Restore them to the original blueprints, the original presets. Jesus saw and restored the woman in the synagogue. I believe Jesus sees and will restore JB. And Jesus will see and restore each of us. So JB and I believe that God has gifted her with the ability to search out treatments and connect with people through support groups. I believe that she is a vessel, a mustard tree for God's grace and mercy. But rightly so, she is afraid of the rule makers. Corrie ten Boom tells in her book, The Hiding Place, how through prayer, her and her sister Betsy prayed for God to protect them in the concentration camp. God hid a sweater under their clothes and a Bible under their clothes from the eyes of the Nazis. Brother Andrew, during the Cold War, used to smuggle Bibles into behind the Iron Curtain. He didn't have them hidden under floorboards in his little Volkswagen. He had them just right out there in the vehicle, and he'd get to Border Patrol and they'd open his trunk and say, okay, you're good to go. Because it was important to God that he be protected from what he was doing, which was restoring the people and praising God. I told JB these two stories, and we prayed for God to let those who need to see her and find her do so, and hide her from those who wish her harm. And I pray the same for myself. Never doubt when and how God will use you to be a little yeast or a mustard seed. After several conversations and prayers, JB asked the priest yesterday for communion. A woman who on Wednesday didn't believe that God saw her or knew her asked to be in community with God on Saturday. We all have the ability to restore and be Christ-like. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you and show you where you can heal and restore, even if it is on the Sabbath. And if you are afraid, ask for God's protection. All things are possible with God's help. Amen.